Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Please join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I'm going to begin with a radical statement. God's word is never outdated. But that's the perception that a lot of people have today about the Bible and about the church. Many people have grown up in the church and then decide that it's outdated, old-fashioned, and behind the times. So today we have our more modern-day churches who simply trash the scriptures. The churches get with the times. Pastors dressing in skinny jeans with holes all over them, dancing around on a stage like a pop star, huge screens all over the building, trying to manipulate and change the Word of God to fit with the times. But that's an endless battle, trying to keep up with what people think is, quote, currently in and up to date. The church doesn't have to play those games because God's word is never out of date. One church father has said, if you want to be relevant, you must be eternal. God is ahead of the times, you see, always. He knows the days ahead. We don't. He knows what is always right, what is always good, what is always beautiful, what always is true, no matter the date. We don't. So please forget the idea that God and His Word is outdated, because it's not. And the specific example of this in the Word today that I could bring up to you is Jesus as a shepherd. Isn't that an outdated picture? How many of you saw shepherds running around this morning as you were coming into church? But it's more than that. The point that God is making in our gospel reading for this morning is that animals need humans to take care of them. Are there people today who take care of animals? We may not always use the word shepherd, right, for all of them, but there are farmers and ranchers, and what about zoologists and biologists and veterinarians and pet trainers and pet owners and pet stores and pet daycares and pet hotels? You get the picture. God is saying that just like animals need people, like shepherds, to take care of them, so we sinners need our holy triune God to take care of us. It's that simple. We need Jesus, the Good Shepherd. So be careful on this Good Shepherd Sunday that you don't get all nostalgic when you hear about sheep and lambs and shepherds and still waters and green pastures. This isn't something about something a long time ago. It's about right now. You need a shepherd. Because if you don't have a shepherd, then you'll die, lost in sin and fallen into the pit of hell. Now, God isn't out of date, neither is His word, and He doesn't do things accidentally. This image of a shepherd is for all time. He planned it. It's not like Jesus was just walking through the fields one day with his disciples and saw a shepherd and thought, huh, guys, I'm kind of like a shepherd, leading you and protecting you. Not at all. God never does things accidentally or coincidentally. He specifically promised to send a shepherd and prepared us for it throughout the whole Old Testament. It's another thing I wanted to teach you today about God's Word. Not only is it never out of date, but it all fits together perfectly. 66 different books, many different authors, many different genres, but all of them coming together perfectly to tell one story of salvation for you in Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus coming as our shepherd is a great example of how the Bible fits together like pieces of a puzzle, or as a professor that I know says, like a riddle. Shepherds are all over the Old Testament, and the image goes all the way to Revelation, where it shows God shepherding his people into heaven. So right at the beginning of the scriptures, God tells Adam and Eve to take care of the animals, to have dominion over them. Adam names them. They're taking care of animals, you see. Then Abel is a shepherd, a keeper of flocks. Then Noah brings the animals into the ark. Then Jacob was a shepherd, serving 14 years as a shepherd for Uncle Laban. Then Moses tends the sheep, and David is a shepherd. It's David, of course, who wrote the beautiful psalm we just sung, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But perhaps the clearest of all of them is in the book of Ezekiel, when God is utterly frustrated with all of the leaders who were supposed to shepherd his people. But these shepherds only cared about getting rich for themselves and taking care of their bellies. So God says to them, "I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. I myself will make them lie down." And so it is no accident that Jesus comes and says to us, "I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep." It's not outdated. It's an eternal truth. You and I need a shepherd. Just like animals need humans, we humans need a good shepherd. We need the God-man Jesus to be our shepherd, to save us, to take care of us, to provide all good things for us. Because, and this is a little hard to hear, because we're like animals. Oh, now I don't mean we're like animals in the sense people say it today, like we evolved from animals. No, we are wild beasts, sinners. Isaiah puts it this way: we all, like sheep, have gone our own way. We have turned into ourselves. Now, I really do like animals. In fact, as some of you may know, recently I was crazy enough to bring into our family another puppy, a golden doodle by the name of Gracie. Oh, she is a great puppy. She's learning how to listen to my voice and follow me. But there are the times where there are their attentions. You like them a lot, but you get tired of them sometimes when they run off and do their own thing and don't listen. Or when it's time that they run out and go into a mud pile and I have to wash her. And then there are the Thursday afternoons when I go up and pick up her number two job. Not a lot of fun. How many of you have walked behind a dog, taking the dog for a walk, and then they do their job without you telling them to? It happened to me the other day as I was walking down the sidewalk. She stopped and did her job right in front of two other people. They're animals, right? We clean up after them. We feed them, we water them, we give them all sorts of medicines, we let them in and out, and we take care of them and take them for walks. That's what a shepherd does day in and day out, taking care of his sheep. So you see, this is not an outdated thing. This is what our shepherd does for us. We need him. We would die eternally without him. And we're dropping waste all over his creation, figuratively and literally. Have you seen a landfill lately? We're sinners. Have you had to deal with sin in your own life? Messy things that go on? Have you had to deal with sin in your families, with broken relationships, broken trust? Have you had to deal with it in the church, with the breaking of the eighth commandment all over the place? Have you looked at the news and heard about Russia and Ukraine right now? You see what kind of sinners we are? Messed up, dirty, stinking, maggot sack infected sinners. And we've done it throughout all of history, fought with one another, warred with one another. And so we need a shepherd. Jesus says, I am your good shepherd. God shows his love for us in this way, that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. That's the love that your shepherd has for you. He gave his life to save you from the grips of death and hell, and he loves you. A good shepherd. Oh, Cameron Joy looked like such an innocent little girl this morning. But we know, Tyler and Kim, that she is a sinner who needs Jesus, her good shepherd. And now she's his little lamb. And what he did for her this morning is incredible. He marked her with his cross upon her forehead and upon her heart to mark her as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. And I'm sure there are days ahead when she will stray away, but her good shepherd will always call her back gently, back into the fold, so that she can be washed with the forgiveness of sins and given his very body and blood. Jesus is not a hired hand who is only here for the money, only here to get something out of you. There are countless people in the world today who are interested in you only because they can get something out of you, a lot of times a pound of flesh. Have you noticed that? How nice people will be to each other when they want to sell you something? Yes, then we pour on the nice. There are lots of false shepherds and hired hands. You are God's sheep. And he loves you as his very own. Jesus says that he knows you by name. He knows every hair or lack of hair on your head. How comforting is that, isn't that? I know my own and my own know me. There's no awkward whisper with Jesus. We are perfectly known by him. He knows all of our sins, all of our weaknesses, and he forgives them. He is our hope and our joy. Finally, Jesus says that he has other sheep that he's bringing into this fold. Remember, this is nothing outdated. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, the good shepherd. There are many more sheep who need him. He has many more who he wants to bring in. So make sure that your heart is open and make sure the doors of this church are wide open. When I say make sure your hearts are open, make sure that they are always ready to forgive the straying sheep with open arms. I want you to think of an image of a shepherd like this. Shepherds pull, they don't push. Shepherds lead. Shepherds whistle. They call by name. They cajole. They pull. They pull the sheep until they're safely home, safe in the pen with very high walls and just one door. That's your good shepherd who leads you here today to his table to feed you with his body and blood. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through faith to Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen.